This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified man from Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, this guy, he decided, you know what the hell, man? I want to go on a crime spree. So he decided to start small, and at 4:30 on a Friday morning, he decided he was going to rob a gas station. So he goes into the gas station, started to talk to the clerk, not threatening him, just having a regular conversation. But as it turns out, the power went out. And at that time, there were a lot of other power outages in the area. So this was not unexpected, but the power went out, and that's when the robber decided to take advantage of the situation. Pulled out a knife, held it up to the clerk, and demanded money. Open the goddamn register, you're going to get hurt. But since the power was out, the register wouldn't open, the man was forced to leave the store without any money.
Jesus.
Basically, the clerk's like, I'd love to help you. I really would.
This thing won't
There's
happen.
Nothing I can do as long as the power's out. So you might want to leave. And he did. The cops have not called him yet. They're still looking for him.
Right, is it still a crime?
It's still a crime. It's still an attempted robbery. You still threaten someone with a knife. It's just, you're waiting for the power to go out. But I don't know if you think about new cash registers, but, like, they don't work without power.
Crime of opportunity.
I don't know, man.
He saw it. He pounced, but he was wrong.
So stupid. Like, open the register. Like, dude, I'd love to. I just, yeah. But I can't. Mm-hmm. You suck at robbery. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
All right, Mike, you understand how this here game is played?
I do understand.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with the wonderful world of drugs.
All right, we go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where the police officers there were forced to push a door open to an upstairs apartment after they said a woman barricaded herself inside with a juvenile. Officers responded to a call and spoke with a witness who said that Brittany Gorig had a knife with her and allegedly cut herself on a window. Now, the witnesses told authorities that he and Gorig had used drugs before this particular incident. Officer Zachary Geary spoke with Gorig and said, quote, I heard the juvenile ask Brittany approximately 10 times to let her go. Several attempts were made to get Gorig to release the juvenile. At one point, she did give officers the knife, but still refused to come out or release the kid. After officers were able to view the juvenile through a window and knew that she was clear of the door, they forced an entry and took the woman into custody. She was charged with second-degree felony false imprisonment, imprisonment of a minor, and two counts of first-degree misdemeanor endangering welfare of children. Anyway, she posted her bail. She got out. But here's the question. What drug was she on where she decided to arm herself with a knife, barricade herself in the house, and hold a kid? Was it bath salts, methamphetamine, PCP, or heroin? So bath salts, meth, PCP, or heroin? I mean, I do this kind of thing completely sober. I don't know why you need drugs.
Again?
Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Was really important.
Oh, man. That's home of the Little League World Series.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the middle of Pennsylvania.
You know, just for the excitement, I'm
going to
go with meth.
You're going to go meth, Mike?
I'm going to say meth.
Okay. I think Williamsport, that is a poor town.
That is. I mean, any four of these would actually work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you would be that freaked out with a heroin. Most people who do heroin have done heroin, are on heroin, and they seem sometimes completely functionally normal, which is
sort of kind of, yeah.
I think I'm going to go PCP on this one. Dead?
Yeah, and PCP is cheap. You're not that far from D.C., but no. I don't know. I have a hard time seeing PCP making it up the highway. I think I'm going to go with... Oh, people are crazy on PCP.
They get real crazy, man. Mm-hmm.
They generally stab themselves.
It's like, a knife.
It feels very methy,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason, I'm going bath salts.
Okay,
just because that town is bad.
It is bad.
Okay, Mike, you're going to go methamphetamine's final answer, right?
Methamphetamine's final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out what she was on. Bath salts, meth, PCP, or heroin next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories drugs on profile. This PA officers forced their way into an apartment for a person in distress with a child. The woman had a knife. She was on drugs. Question is, what drugs was she on? Bath salts, meth, PCP, or heroin?
And Mike, that is the very question that we posed to you, and you went methamphetamine, which is not a bad guess. It's the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, etc. However, she was not on methamphetamine. Miles Montgomery, you went PCP.
I did.
She had a knife. Wasn't necessarily violent, but just having the knife at all. Kind of PCP-ish, but no, not PCP. And Ted, you went for the wild card bath salts.
I did.
You are correct. They don't show it much, but when they do, the story's never good. Ever.
Never. Just using the money aspect.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right. Your choices today, you got the Jimmys. Remember, Jimmy Kimmel's actually back now.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
You have Seth Meyers.
All right, Mr. Meyers.
Bill Maher.
Mr. Maher.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Here's what's going to sign. All these guys have teams of talented writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Hidden Valley Ranch is selling bags of treat-sized packets of ranch dressing to hand out on Halloween. For years, people have been worried about people putting powders in their kids' candy. But who thought it would be ranch?
Fallon.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
Ted Smith!
Yeah!
I'm just picturing some little kid dipping candy into powdered ranch.
I'm picturing a little kid egging or toilet papering my house because I gave them ranch instead of candy.
All I'm going to tell you is this, Ted. I swear to God. There is a place where I go and they do a homemade, like a house chip, right?
All right.
These things are freaking delicious. I mean, it's amazing how good they are. And they have this coating on them, the seasoning. So I asked the woman who I know there. I was like, hey, man, I got to know. What are you putting on these chips? dry ranch mix packet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Well, now you can buy it in like a shaker.
It is phenomenal. Yep. It's a game changer. I had no idea.
Well, then make sure you give those kids potatoes, too.
Some sour cream. There's a nationwide shortage of Lunchables, and that is because single dads also eat them as dinnerables.
Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Right now, there's a nationwide shortage of Lunchables.
What?
That's because single dads also eat them as dinnerables.
Or Hiables.
I don't eat Lunchables because I'm an adult. I eat adult Lunchables.
Which is...
I forget the brand, but it's got like salami and like cheese.
The ones
like
you buy at Whole Foods.
Yeah, like the fancy ones. Right. Like, see, I'm not eating Lunchables. I'm a full grown adult here. Lions at the National Zoo have tested positive for COVID. They think the lions may have got it at the Pride Parade.
I hope that you tip it on this
tip.
It's Bill Maher.
Lions at the National Zoo have tested positive for COVID. They think they might have got it at the Pride Parade.
Look at
that is a good
lion
one.
Jokes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because they're in a pride. I know. Like, that one got me good today, too. I like that he even got some groans. Like, wait a minute. They're lions. They roam in pride. Uh-huh. That is kind of weird, though. You know what, Miles? Let's just get into it. You want to read your list? Let's read your list.
Okay.
All right. We had talked about it. Do you want to check? Well, you already know the list. Damn it.
I only know a couple of them.
All right. Right, so the list is the top educational TV shows you watched as a kid. Now, I won't lie. Some of these on there, I do not know. One of them I know only as a service.
All right.
That's a service.
That should be a hint.
I'm racking my brain now.
I think the last year and a half, 2 years.
So it's a newer show.
All right, well, I'm definitely going to guess Sesame Street.
All right, Sesame Street's on there. Gotcha. That's fair.
Schoolhouse Rock has to be on there.
Is that a show?
Schoolhouse Rock is on there.
All right. Okay. They need to bring that back.
Based on the fact that it was very educational.
Honestly, I mean, look, whether these days, so they do nouns and adjectives and adverbs, but and I think this would be important now, things like I'm just a bill, so that people actually understand how the process works, the Constitution, electricity.
And at that point in time, you know, the people have a short span attention theater now, especially kids.
Yep.
Those were only like 4 or 5 minutes long. So it kept your attention to the point where...
Do they not watch them in school anymore?
Dude, you almost have to like buy it on DVD or something. Like, it's not
probably YouTube it, you know.
Well, yeah, there's...
What do you got, Mike?
Speaking of bills, how about the one that taught us science? Bill Nye.
Ooh,
Bill Nye makes strong. It.
Okay.
25% of people said that they watched Bill Nye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Right, so Sesame Street was first. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was second.
Was he educational?
He taught life lessons. So it was more about treating people with kindness. It was more about friendship.
But didn't he also like teach you a little bit like how to paint or this or that?
Yeah,
like he wasn't like
pursuing your own interests. Sort of a thing.
So I feel like he counts.
Electric Company was a big one when we were kids. As far as
the Electric Company showed up at number 8.
All right, that was like our Saturday Night Live when you're 5 years old.
How about the one with God?
Somebody's been in the news lately, and they're not happy with people tweeting about him.
Is LeVar Burton? Blue dude?
LeVar Burton.
Reading Rainbow.
The blue dude.
The big red dog. Clifford.
Clifford was just there for fun.
Look, man, I don't know. You just said he was like in the news.
Caillou, Arthur.
Yeah.
That was not. All those were not
interesting. What about
who'd you say?
Okay, Dora the Explorer because Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. No Caillou. Who else?
You said Dora. I'm going to guess Little Einsteins.
Nope.
God damn.
Miles, you already said it.
Dora. Not Dora.
No.
Arthur?
Arthur!
Arthur is on the list.
Really? Yeah, man, he's an aardvark, but he was kicking knowledge.
I have no idea what that show's about.
I didn't know that.
I just know he's an aardvark.
What about our girl, Miss Frizzle, on the Magic School Bus?
Magic School Bus came in fourth on the list.
See, See, that was what I watched all the time. I actually never did watch any Schoolhouse Rock, but the Magic School Bus is where it was at.
Was it roughly like the same stuff as Schoolhouse Rock? I don't know anything. I know the name, but...
So Miss Frizzle was the one that... Miss Frizzle, oh yeah. But she was basically the teacher of this class, and they would go on these quote-unquote adventures on the Magic School Bus. Like, if she wanted to teach people... The one that always comes to my mind is she wants to teach you about the innards of the body.
Okay.
And so, and what happens when you're sick. And so one of the students was homesick, and so she collected all the kids in the Magic School Bus. She hits a button and the thing absolutely goes gangbusters and it shrinks down to the size of nothing, and they actually fly into this kid's body and they explore from mouth all the way down.
So how do they enter the body?
Oh yeah.
Because if I'm the teacher.
So that was the Magic School Bus. You learned about all these different things based on...
I'm looking at the picture of Miss Frizzle.
You have two left on this list. One of them...
I did remember one. Captain Kangaroo.
Kangaroo?
You have to be 50, 60 years old to remember that one.
How about... Right. Was he educational?
And then the last one they have on here is a show called Zoom.
I remember Zoom, but barely. Right. So all Zoom right. was very specific educational.
What was the one that had Gary Gnu?
No Gnu's is good Gnu's.
Good Gnu's with Gary Gnu. That was...
Is that a local one?
See, I thought that was an educational
show. I don't think so.
Anyway, maybe it wasn't.
I remember Zoom. Zoom did not last super long, I don't think, but Zoom was one of those things.
With a new Zoo review, maybe? Was that Gary Gnu?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, like, look, I watched G.I. Joe, and that was mainly just them about battling Cobra.
But
at the end of every episode, there was something to teach.
You learned a lesson.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, does that count?
See, that's the thing. I don't know, because, like I said, you know, things like Paw Patrol.
Well, Dragon Tales is the same one.
But at the end, you know, obviously it's about teamwork and blah, 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 all the stuff.
Doggone Steve Irwin? He was teaching us about animals the entire time. But now, granted, he was in dangerous situations, but...
But I don't know that the Crocodile Hunter was just for children. Like, it was, you know what I mean? Like...
As an adult, there's like
Shark Week's cool. People let their kids watch Shark Week, maybe not while you're at the beach. But a lot of people do.
Not if you got a beach trip planned. Don't time it out that way.
Yeah.
But I'm going to throw, like, those aren't necessarily children's programming. You just watch it.
And your kids can watch it. Look, you can watch 60 Minutes with your kids. They're not going to be happy about it.
Right. They're going to bail.
I don't know. Some of those shows are supposed to be educational. Seriously, like Captain Kangaroo, as I remember him, he was just kind of this silly dude that made you laugh as a child. Clearly, all of his lessons were lost on my ass.
I don't remember anything about that show, as far as the content. I just remember him as a character. That's it.
Yeah, but also at that age, how much are you going to remember?
I do know.
Obviously none.
There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, apparently, about Captain
Kangaroo. I was reading a book just about Sesame Street.
Captain Nose Candy?
And, the way it went down, so PBS
had their... I just made that up, sorry.
They had their one studio, so Mr. Rogers is, like, physically he is
there. Right,
Captain
there.
Kangaroo's physically there, and the way they timed this out, the cats from Sesame Street are there. And at the time you went on, you took over the stage, and a lot of these shows had audiences, kid audiences. Captain Kangaroo was one. Well, the Sesame Street people, as they explained it, I don't remember Captain Kangaroo's sidekick, but he had some dude that worked with him. And I said, up until the moment that he went on camera, all he did was tell off-color, terribly offensive, and very dirty jokes. Like, they were funny, but, like, real, real, real bad. And he would do it on purpose to make his sidekick super uncomfortable. And as soon as that light went on, like, hey, Captain Kangaroo, you're on. He's like, hey, kids! But his sidekick went away. They said, apparently, if you watched the show, the guy always looked a little dejected. And it's always because 5 seconds before you saw him, whatever the guy's name is.
Captain Kangaroo just dropped
him. Hit him with something. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen Death to Smoochie?
I never saw it. I remember
Is that the name
movie.
Of the movie, or is that part
Death
of it?
Death to Smoochie.
I've heard of it, I believe.
It's pretty good. But same kind of thing. There's like
is
a
that
guy.
Robin Williams played Smoochie?
Mm-hmm. No. I think it's Ed, or not. Either way, it's about a child star. It's like a, almost like a Barney. It's like a big thing. But it's kind of like what goes on behind the scenes and stuff. Ed Norton.
Okay.
Right?
Ed Norton, yeah. It did have Robin Williams. He was Rainbow Randolph.
All right. Oh, so you're supposed to be like Captain Kangaroo.
Okay. All
Danny
right.
DeVito.
Man, I got to watch that movie again. There's a
John
lot of people.
Stewart.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Obviously, football is on this weekend, so watch a lot of football. I was going to talk about the Emmys real quick. I did see the beginning of the Emmys only because they were on following the Seahawks' demise.
So yeah, like that,
I got out of the shower.
They were on for like 7 hours.
I saw the first two awards, and I saw Ted Lasso win two of them, and I was like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great show.
It is a good show. It's shockingly kind of tugs at your heart a little more, too. Like the first season's funny, and it's always kind of there, but the was like, ah, a little more emotional than I thought, Ted. Right. What's going on?
Eyes are wet.
All right.
It's awful misty in here.
Somebody's like cutting onions. A small little place. But yeah, Ted Lasso won a bunch of stuff. I did laugh at, so I saw the beginning, and they had a bunch of people seeing, what's Tom Hanks' wife's name? Rita Wilson?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. It's just weird watching her rap.
What?
Yeah, they started the show with like a rendition of like Just a Friend. It's like a shout out for Biz Markie. But like Rita Wilson was like Little Dicky was rapping, but he's Little Dicky. He's actually a rapper.
That's
like
what he does.
He's on TV now in his show Dave, where basically he just plays himself.
Right.
But yeah, I could get him rapping, but there was just a bunch of actors and stuff, and I was like, all right, and they like. Like Rita Wilson, I didn't even like at first recognize. Like, who is that lady? Is she rapping?
Is that a tribute at that point?
Mm-hmm. She just did it to piss off her son.
And they did. Oh yeah, she's. I tell her this much. She's better than her son. yeah. I mean, it was just kind of a tribute, this and that. But yeah, like most things after the Emmys, Seth Rogen came out, made some jokes, and everybody's like, "Well, Seth Rogen came out." I was like, "Why are we doing this in this tent? Like, this doesn't seem safe." Of course, today they came out and were like, "No, it's fine."
Right. But,
it's the same thing. The awards show lasts forever. I mean, it felt like every time I clicked back over, it was still on.
Yeah, and you have to remember, they're sitting there, and they're bored to tears. Because they have to wait through the commercial breaks. Right. Dinner's already been served. I mean, if I wouldn't even be able to stand up and go to the bathroom without falling down at that point. I've been in this room for 3 hours, and I got drinks. Are you kidding me?
Like, I gotta get out of here. Well, when Jason Sudeikis won, he made a point of saying that. He was like, good to see Lauren Michaels is in the bathroom right now. Like, thanks.
Shout out to you, Lauren.
Yeah, because he actually won an Emmy, but when he's up there. And, I mean, they just dominated. Look, I'm with you. Some of those things by the end of the show. Like, when's the last time, like a sporting event, like you're watching it, but you're active, you're doing stuff. Like, I don't care who you are. If somebody just sits you down and goes, all right, just sit right here for 3 hours. We'll give you all the food and booze. I mean, that's how people get wasted at weddings.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it, right?
Yep. Yeah. So, it seemed a little cooler, but not everybody loved it. Football for the weekend. Like, yeah, if you're a Seahawks fan, that's a tough one. That's a brutal way to lose. But also,
and it's Derrick Henry. He did Derrick what he does.
Right, as I say, Derrick Henry is just such a beast. And he just tired out that. He just tired out the Seahawks. And by the time he had the fourth quarter, like, if you watch football enough and you see Titans games, like,
that's when you watch.
And it appears that he's getting stronger and this and that because he's taking his time to follow his blocks. You know what I mean? As we saw in the fourth quarter, he only needs one lane.
That's the Titans' entire recipe for success. And that's not a cut down. It works that well.
No. And I will say this to the Seahawks. I mean, it was a close game. They had a chance to win the game. It was an exciting game to watch. It wasn't a bad game to watch. It seems like no matter what the matchup is this year, whether it's been college football for me or pro football or whatever, they have all been really good close games.
Yeah, even Alabama. It looked like they were going to kick the crap out of Florida. That ended up being a good game.
No matter what game I've watched, I'm like, you know what? This is a great football game. I don't know, half the teams I have zero interest in, but they've been close matches. And
obviously, you guys were fired up last night as your Ravens are playing, and you're taking on the Chiefs. But I mean, look, I don't care if you're anybody that likes football. That's the Sunday night game. Like, gracious, that was a fun one. Look, I mean, man, just points back and forth. Like,
even
I thought the Ravens for sure in that third quarter. I was like, it's over now.
This is when they're going to self destruct. And look, I'm thinking, I did not think they'd win.
The Chiefs got it.
Mike even texted me yesterday. Seahawks lose, and he goes, "All right, man, it's up to your boys." And I'm just like, "That's a tall order." I had zero expectation for my team to beat the Chiefs, but they did.
It was unbelievable,
and it was a great. Even the Monday night game that I was at last week, my team lost, but I'm like, I don't know that I've been part of a more entertaining game. By the way, if you watch Monday Night Football tonight, my brother is, in fact, the referee for the Lions at the Green Bay Packers.
Looking at right now.
If you're wondering, he called me yesterday for something entirely different. He just landed in Green Bay. I said, man, what's there to do in Green Bay?
Nothing.
Straight up, not a goddamn.
You mentioned it. Green Bay is hosting Detroit tonight on Monday Night Football. For everybody else, because everybody in the country loves this show. 19th season premiere of NCIS.
Oh, wow.
9 p.m. on CBS.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it.
Get up, Grandma.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Oklahoma man goes to the grocery store, takes a dump in a frozen bag of Totino's pizza rolls.
Wow.
Meanwhile, two men in Australia are busted crossing a COVID border with buckets of fried chicken and KFC bowls. Man solves all 50 clues and wins a real-life Willy Wonka candy factory. Meanwhile, calling 911 multiple times to tell them you're tired is not satisfactory. And Pokemon Oreos are being resold on eBay for $1,000. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Yeah, top story. The saying is true. You can't fix stupid. A day after pleading to misuse of the 911, or pleading guilty to misuse of the 911 system for calling operators to tattle on his female companion for, quote, not following his rules, a man has landed himself in jail once again for the exact same crime. Again, this was a day after he pled guilty to it. He's been sentenced to 2 months in a county jail after he called 911 four times to complain that he was tired.
Again, what do you even hope to accomplish with that?
Right.
Right? Even if you're just nuts, you're crazy, I get it. You call 911, like, what's your end game? Well, how do you think they can help you? I mean, I would say, you know, sir, I respect them. Why don't you lay down and go the F to sleep?
Exactly.
If you're tired. Because you keep calling me.
Why not grab some warm milk or something like that?
Go lay down.
Walk around.
Take a timeout.
It's a 65-year-old dude. They don't say whether or not he was intoxicated, if he was on any drugs or anything like that. I think he's just lonely and nuts and wanted to call 911. So don't. It's a bad idea. In other news, when driving up to a police checkpoint, doing a U-turn as soon as you're in view of officers is going to draw attention. Such was the case for a car in Australia. Officers had set up a checkpoint to ensure that folks were adhering to the level 4 COVID travel orders and stopped a car that they had seen pull a U-turn after seeing officers. Brilliant. They found quite the haul in the car, $100,000 in cash alongside empty 1 ounce baggies and a boot completely filled with, are you ready for this, KFC.
That's why they went.
The two in the car were arrested for trying to enter the area.
That's how much Kentucky Fried Chicken did they have?
A boot full.
Enough to fill an entire trunk.
That's what I'm saying. That's insane. That's a lot of chicken.
That is a lot of chicken. What do you do with all that chicken?
Eat it.
Right.
And invite friends.
Mm-hmm. What party are you going to? It's not COVID safe. We know that.
Shay Mike, I don't know if you saw this. Earlier today, I just read this story. Another situation with a trunk.
Okay.
There was a car. It was abandoned. And then there was a sign that said free car. And the keys are inside.
Aha.
So these two guys, they took it, right? They got
That's
home.
Stupid.
They drove it like to a family friend's house or something. And they're like, hey, man, this car said free car. And as they start going around the car, they open the trunk. There's a dead body in it.
Oh!
Ooh. That's why the car was free, fellas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's got your fingerprints all over it.
No, the cops do not believe they had anything to do with it.
Sure.
But they're like, thanks for calling. This is, you made, that's when you call 911.
We picked up this free car and came with a price. It's not surprising that when a group of men get together and drink, they do stupid things, and sometimes it ends up costing big. A man was taken to court after damaging a Lincoln City FC statue. CCTV footage shows the man, who claims to have mobility issues, climbing the statue, mounting the mascot's head, and simulating a sexual act upon it. Twice he got up and down on this thing. On the second go, he managed to snap the head off of the statue, bringing it crashing to the ground before he and his friends departed in a fit of laughter. He's facing charges. Yeah,
that is.
Especially after he said, yeah, I have mobility issues. Well, you climb to the top of the statue without a whole lot of issue here.
Right. Not even your fraud on top of everything else.
Yes. Why must we ruin food? A woman in Oklahoma was shocked when she was going about her grocery shopping and reached in to get a bag of delicious pizza rolls. And that's really the crime, isn't it?
That is the crime. If it was been like lima beans, peas, whatever,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, same difference.
It's a pizza roll.
Instead, what she got was a handful of fresh human waste. They checked the surveillance footage to find that their suspect had indeed opened the freezer door, stuck his rear into the cooler, and relieved himself out on the rolls.
Oh, then, no, well, the understanding was that he took that bag of rolls and put it over top so that it wasn't obvious that he'd pooped.
Oh, my God.
So when she reached and grabbing it from underneath, yeah, got a handful of stuff.
And that is it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you up next as we leave these airwaves and head over to the Odyssey app for the Men's Room Happy Hour. See you in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
a Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.